It's one of only two battles in the country where two congressmen are up against each other for re-election. At 78, this would be Leonard Boswell's 9th congressional term. The 63-year-old Tom Latham is going for term number 10. Drake University political scientist Dennis Gulford says as the race barrels towards the finish line, it's light on substance and heavy on mudslinging.
This has been one of the most unedifying congressional campaigns I've ever seen here in Iowa. There really is the question of who emerges with less mud on his face.
The sun is shining through saffron-colored leaves on a windy Saturday in Winterset. It's the weekend of the Covered Bridge Festival in Madison County. In the high school parking lot, the marchers are lining up. The brass band, horses painted with glitter, and candidates for Iowa's 3rd congressional district. If an election is known as a race, Republican Congressman Tom Latham is taking that literally.
Well, you just run around, visit, say hi to folks, shake hands, and today I'll be asking for votes. So.
This parade moves fast, past sidewalks and grassy lawns where residents have pulled up fold-out chairs. Latham jogs down streets and greets some familiar faces.
How you doing? Good, Mr. Mayor. Why aren't you in the parade, huh? Come on.
Indianola is part of Latham's old and now new district. Resident Liz Kerber says she feels like she knows him.
He's just a good man. He's honest and fair, and there's a lot of lying going on, and he doesn't do it.
About 30 miles to the east, inside the Indianola Historical Society, the walls are covered with quilts and old photographs, and the room is filled with Warren County Democrats who are having their monthly dinner. Congressman Boswell has stopped to talk with constituents. Ron Hendricks tells the congressman he isn't being tough enough.
The congressman has to retaliate in the same method that they come against him on, you know. It's just one of them deals. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Boswell isn't just here to eat and take counsel. Warren County Democratic Chair Ann Montgomery introduces him to the packed room.
Congressman Boswell, as you may know, is a great auctioneer, and he's going to...
You overstated it there a little bit.
We're going to auction just a few items to get people warmed up.
Boswell has raised less money than his opponent in this election. As of September 30th, he was only halfway to Latham's $3 million total. But tonight, Boswell is drumming up some cash for local Democrats.
It's about 30. Third last call. 30, 30, 30 last call. Sold to Scott Orr.
Boswell comes across as folksy. Barely a campaign stop goes by where he doesn't mention that he was born in a tenant farmhouse. Almost as often, Latham refers to his roots as a small-town farmer and businessman. Drake University political scientist Dennis Gulford says, at heart, both are old-school politicians.
Boswell is not a defend-liberalism-at-all-costs kind of Democrat. And Latham is not the kind of Republican we've seen in Paul Ryan.
Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan's congressional budget is a partisan lightning rod. Republicans cast it as a necessary cut to entitlement programs. Democrats see it as a slashing of safety nets. And as a solid Republican, Latham supports it. Sort of.
And the only budget that has actually passed has been the Ryan budget.
Do you like the Ryan budget?
Well, there's parts of it. There's, like I say, there's something in every budget to hate.
Boswell says the budget moves in the exact wrong direction.
My challenger is representing the, as we say down in the country, the upper crust. You know, it comes like, for example, the Ryan budget.
But political scientist Dennis Gulford says despite all the accusations, the two men actually share an approach to politics.
Latham and Boswell really are part of a breed that did see themselves as sent to Congress to solve problems. But they're increasingly part of parties that have difficulty continuing in that vein.
As the parties have grown more polarized, there's less of a place for moderates at the table. And in the 3rd District, only one seat is up for grabs. In Indianola, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.